I don't have a certain writing ritual. I have the same tools with me when I write, which is a pen or pencil. Often, actually, I prefer pencil. I like to I like to watch the pencil get smaller and smaller, sort of a gauge as to how much I'm writing. And a special writing time. Coming from Oregon, as a young poet, you hear stories of the great William Stafford, who was a wonderful man and a brilliant poet. And he would get up early in the morning, very, very early in the morning. There's a story about his son, Kim Stafford, figuring out that his father was getting up early, probably around, I think, 6 in the morning. And so Kim Stafford would get up as well, so he could be with his father. So William Stafford started setting it back an hour each day, 5 in the morning, 4 in the morning, until Kim Stafford would not be able to get up so William Stafford could work. I romanticize about getting up early and writing, but unfortunately, my writing time usually happens at night and into the early morning, into 2 or 3 in the morning. I don't have a desk. I usually write on the floor or on my bed, and I write everything in a big notebook without lines, big enough so I can have long sentences and the page doesn't sort of determine my line breaks. And then I, for the first time, have a laptop, and so I will later on, after rewriting a poem several times by hand, then I will type it into the computer. And once it's in the computer, I don't always do this, but I try to, when I edit a poem, to retype the whole thing. And in that way, you experience the poem in sensory anyway to the first time you wrote it. And the poem moves through you in a way that I think is beneficial rather than clicking the mouse and deleting. That's advice that a mentor of mine, Marie Howe, had, and I think it's good advice.